You hit just the right number of points or whatever, and you get that smart bomb.
Get an extra man.
Oh, or no, even better than that, you get the smart bomb or whatever, and you can whack the button, and all the bad guys on the screen just, poof, disappear.
Yeah.
That's what it's like to get a community radio station. I mean, there are things that you can't say for sure have happened in Richmond because of WRAR. But I think there's some things that you can say we definitely played a big role in. For example, I mean, we're going to get back to the music to do the talking here, but I think it does help people to hear a little bit.
Once or twice a year, I don't mind. I mean, I do enough blabbing every week, and thank you, everyone, for your patience. But tonight, we've got one of the founding, probably the founding member of WRIR here, and we're talking about the effect of indie radio on a community. And, you know, you guys have chosen us to be your independent radio stations.
Yeah.
So, for example, as you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, for example, there are some people that feel that the Brad Armstrong and the Performing Arts Foundation is, well, it's a strong statement, but the way I've heard it from some people, that basically it's a fraud, and others who think it's great, and it'll really help creativity in Richmond.
Lots of opinions out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. But where do you go to find some place where people aren't just yelling at each other from other sides of the issue? Where do you go to hear an in-depth interview conversation?
A dialogue.
The only place has been here.
Right.
Where Scott Berger on Locals Only interviewed both one of the key opponents and the key supporter.
Right.
And people got to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, in depth, not 30 seconds, not 8 seconds, 2 hours in between music. And that, I think, really contributed to the progress of the subsequent conversations on the Performing Arts Center.
Yeah.
And, you know, if Brad had to quit, if Brad Armstrong had to quit because he couldn't make his case, I would say part of that is because he had a full opportunity to make his case, and people didn't buy it, but they had a chance to hear it
full. This is a forum. It's broadcast media, and, you know, you don't have to buy a paper. You don't have to buy anything. All you need is a radio, and if you don't even own one, you can listen to it somewhere publicly. It's like back when they had town criers, and even before that, griot, traveling messengers. Well, you know, we have volunteers, and those are the messengers, and volunteers have the ability on the station to invite guests, and so we're not just talking heads, but we invite other talking heads, and we're a bunch of talking heads, and we all talk, and you can talk to us.
But they're heads from your neighborhood.
Right.
I mean, you can hear somebody,
like,
and they come
me.
On up here and go, oh my God, I've seen him walking down the street. I know that dude. I've seen him at, you know, the grocery store or whatever.
Right. And he happened to have something really important to say. And where else would he be able to broadcast that?
Yeah, and I think we'll get back to the music in a second. I just want to leave you with a great quote that I like. This is from the Justice of the Supreme Court, William Brennan, back before I think some people referred to them as Just Us.
I think there was a Fugazi song about Justice Brennan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Important stuff here.
He says, "Freedom of speech does not exist in the abstract. On the contrary, the right to speak can flourish only if it's allowed to operate in an effective form, whether that be a public park or a radio frequency. For in the absence of an effective means of communication, the right to speak would ring hollow indeed. And in recognition of these principles, we have consistently held that the First Amendment embodies not only the abstract right to be free from censorship, but also the right of the individual to utilize an appropriate and effective medium for the expression of his views."
Well said. So we got about half an hour left, and thank you so much for sharing that with us, Max. You know, we're every day proving that independent means, you know, we're not coerced by any sort of big money, you know, corporation or whatever. And there's a lot of imitations for freedom, but there's nothing like the real thing. So on that note, here's a song by Wunmi, one of my favorite Nigerian London American funk divas, and song's called Free Your Mind.
The enemy of sales will tell you you cannot do the things you want to do. You cannot be all the things you want to be. play. You cannot be singing, you cannot dance. The enemies of life. Enemies of life. Enemies of life.
Don't forget, people, 622-WIR-9747, 622-9747. I've still got 3 CDs to give away, I think. 2 copies of MIA's Our Ruler, and then I've got an HR CD here. So we'll play some HR here. This is We're All Right, and we have something to say first.
Oh, yeah, we want to thank Teresa Burchett.
Oh, wow.
And Sheila wants us to mention, I think, that she likes Democracy Now! Of course, DJ Carlito.
Of course.
Mellow Madness. Thanks. Broadcast Thank you. Static.
Democracy Now is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Broadcast Static's awesome, too.
They get a lot of comments. Well, I mean, that's really pushing the boundaries of music there.
That's right. We featured some noise musicians actually at our house the other night, of which I think Tommy and Scott, and, well, Tommy and Ben and Ben Scott, lots of local musicians, and it was great. It blew my mind.
Yeah.
So we've got some talented people working here.
I've decided to call it Soundscapes.
Yeah. You never know what to expect, which is good. Break the routine of thought.
Yeah, I always realize how great it is, because lately I've been working on my house a lot, so I listen to the radio as a not as a producer.
Right.
And then I'll go out of town for something, and I get out of range, and all of a sudden I'm hitting the scan button. I'm like, oh my God, the engine's more melodic.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, when I was in, living in Brooklyn, you hear car alarms, you hear jackhammers, you know, I mean, you hear that downtown here in Richmond too. But all these sounds that you're kind of trained to tune out after a while living in urban settings, these guys are teaching you to tune back into them, and the musicality of dissonant mechanical.
And what's interesting
things.
Is it's not always dissonant.
No, it's not, of course. Especially with the master's hands.
Yep.
These guys. But thanks,
so thank
Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah. Okay. Let's play that HR song. It's called We're All Right. And you guys are all right, too. Thank you.
Oh, we're all right. We're all right. It's all right. Oh, we're all right. We're all right. It's all right. We're all right. We're all right. It's all right. We're all right. 'Cause the grass is greener on the other side. We're all right. We're on the side of Selassie. Oh yes, it's true, it's true, it's true. Our own supreme vengeance with the power of trouble. If you never trouble, trouble, trouble never trouble you. We're all right, we're all right, we're all right. We're all right, we're all right, it's all right. Hold me tight through the night. Oh, my baby. Tell me, what can I do? Yeah. Oh, we're all right, we're all right. Hold me tight through the night, come on. Oh, we're all right, we're all right. Oh, we're all right. 'Cause we're on the side of Selassie High. We will ride, 'cause the grass is greener on the other side. Oh yes, it's true, it's true, it's true. I own separate pictures with the pound mound of trouble. And if you need the trouble, trouble, trouble never trouble you. Oh yeah, right. Oh my baby. My queen, what can I do?
give it to me, baby. Papa Joe is waiting for your loving, and it's gonna be good loving. The kind of thing to sanctify. In the eyes, we highly eyes, last eyes, the rest of our kingdom.
Hey, my name is Greg Frederick, and I just want to say thanks to WRIR for doing such a phenomenal job of exposing us to music we wouldn't otherwise be exposed to. And I hope that everyone out there who appreciates the musical diversity that they provide for us will make a contribution and help ensure that the one bright spot in Richmond radio will be around for some time to come.
Okay, so we got about 10 minutes left here. And of course, I've always got a lot of music about music that talks on its own. So I'm gonna play you a very special song here. If you just give me just a moment here, we've had quite a lot of things going on. I should also remind you again, there's only a little bit of time left here in the day, but the number if you want to make a donation is 622-WRIR. Here's that song about, music that speaks louder than words. And I always say that music does. And all you have to do is listen. So here's a very special song for you that gives you an example of that. It goes way back. ¶¶
Phenomena. 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 Phenomena.
Number four, Dragon Seeks Path. Dragon whips his tail.
I'll say goodnight to everybody, and I'll finish with a song that kind of inspires the idea of music doing talking, and I'll end with that. So just let Max, thank you for being on the show here too.
Well, thank you everybody for contributing, for being listeners, for coming in and DJing. Thanks Fred for the pizza. thanks to the managers of places like Chipotle, 8 and a Half, Movable Feast, Elwood Thompson's, Comfort, World Cup for keeping us caffeinated, sugared, and sugared up for the all this effort. It's great to have such people living around me in Richmond. It's really made living here. That's really what makes Richmond great. It's definitely the regular people of Richmond.
It's a network, and we're all supporting each other by supporting each other. So I've got one other thing to add, since I'm supporting local people. This Friday, Art 180, they're having an annual sale at Plant Zero Art Karma. And it'll feature Charles Williams, Bill Lupoletti, and me DJing. So that's at Plant Zero on Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. And also, don't forget, Cafe Gutenberg is Pangea Lounge on Thursday. So I'll end with that song. This is by Mother Lo Bone. I know I'm going back to the grunge era. So this song's called Man of Golden Words.
Tell me.